Hello everybody, I'm Alfred, and I'd like to talk about, something very interesting, and it's basically about a lady who passed on, who was fully vaccinated, and at her obituary, they read out that she was killed by those who have refused to take the vax, according to the whole story, it is the virus that killed her. Well, she was fully vaccinated. So, if the virus killed her, according to them, when she was fully vaccinated, what is the point of the vax? And how can you blame the unvaccinated? It shows you that, okay, let us say that the unvaccinated get the vax. Let us say everybody in the world is vaxxed. If the people who are vaxxed, the virus is still killing them, why would it stop if everybody gets the vax? Think about it. Remember the last time that Biden said that he's trying to protect workers who are vaxxed from their co-workers who are not vaxxed. If somebody is vaxxed, I think that is the point, that when people get the vax, they will get the immunity and they will not be able to spread it. So why do you care that somebody else is not vaxxed since you are protected from the virus? You see, this is simple, elementary, critical thinking. But people are so dumb. It is amazing how people don't think. And we see in this case, the argument that this woman's family is trying to make is that she was killed as a result of the people who refused to take the vax. She was killed by the virus because people refused to take the vax. She that was fully vaccinated, why didn't the vaccination save her from the virus? If anything, that should show you that the whole thing is a scam. This whole vax nonsense is a scam. And you shouldn't be a part of it. As a matter of fact, we should be bringing the governments of the world, the World Health Organization, all these evil organizations, we should be bringing them to court. We should look at a place like Israel. Israel is on, it has passed first jab, second jab, third jab. They are in fourth jab and all of that, and they are still vaccine more, yet they are still the highest. It is when the vax started increasing, when all of them started getting vax more, that is when the virus actually got worse. And people cannot think and say, wow, we should stop taking it. If you start eating a particular type of food and you start having stomach trouble, should you continue eating it and then plan to eat it again tomorrow and the next and the next? Why would you do that? Don't you have any reasoning capacity of your own to see that you should stop? But you see, people are still going for this vax. What is the point of this vax? What is it really for? You see, and this is something that, the records have shown. Yeah, they have the ability to alter DNA. Keep in mind that the people who are saying vax, it is not all vax that they are for. Like the one for Russia, they have still not approved it. There are certain vax that they want, and it's the one that has Bill Gates and Fauci behind it that they want everybody to take. And these are putting money in the hands of just a few companies. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, the AstraZeneca one, So, these things, people need to start thinking. How does this make sense? And look at CNN's headline concerning the issue. She was vaccinated but was infected by others who chose not to be. The cost was her life. How does that make sense? She was vaccinated but she was infected by others who chose not to be. The cost was her life. If you are vaccinated, how can you now be infected by those who chose not to be? Why didn't the vax protect you? It shows that the vax is nonsense. And a lot of all these deaths, understand the reality, and one of the reasons why there are such high numbers in nations that have the highest medical advances is because in those nations, they also have the strongest, wealthiest people who are part of the New World Order. So, number one, they are faking the numbers. Number two, they are incentivizing the reporting of high COVID numbers. And this is something that was made clear in 2020. Even Elon Musk tweeted about it. Hospitals were given a lot of, from all the stimulus this and stimulus that, hospitals were paid based on high numbers of the virus that they reported. And based on giving them things that will not work, like respirators and all of that, they were not treating. It is those who are treated with things like the, you know, hydroxy, which they banned people from seeing, you know, and they started pulling out people's accounts if they ever mentioned hydroxychloroquine, you know, all of that. Anything else that is not the vax that they want and that will help them usher in their new world order, where everybody has to have vax passports, which should turn into a health passport, which should turn into a social credit card system, or social credit score slash card system, you know, which should turn it into a microchip that will be the mark of the beast that people have to have in their hands for easy movements, or have in their forehead. That is the progression of things. This should be obvious. It's a shame that so many Christians are not awake to this. It is such a shame. You have had the Bible for so long. It is like the Jews who waited for Jesus. Jesus came, they did not recognize him. As a Christian, you have been talking about the second coming. Now you see all these events, you still cannot recognize it. You can't see where things are going. Because this vax passport will turn into a health passport. They will make up other viruses, and then they will actually create new viruses that are worse and put it on the people and say that, oh, it is because some people do not want the health passport. And then it will turn into, and this is a way of keeping track of people and preventing robbing. Oh, this is also a way of making payments. You know, it will also make sure that only those who are vax will get payments. Oh, this is also a way of keeping record of taxes, you know, and making sure that people pay, rich people pay their fair share, you know. So it will soon become an all-in-all thing to control all kinds of human interaction with other humans and any kind of interaction with society. And where else will it go to than to, so that you will not worry, what if you misplace your card and all of that? Let us just embed it as a microchip under your skin. That is how it will go. And a lot of so-called churches will be a part of it. Remember, the scripture says there will be a great falling away. There are a lot of churches that, because, and of course, because they will not write 666 on the sheep, or they will not expressly call it the mark of the beast. There are people who wait for it to be written on it, mark of the beast, or 666. Keep waiting. The Bible says the number of the beast is 666. The Bible does not say that the mark is 666. It is the number of the beast that is 666. The Bible does not say that the mark that will be on people's hands and heads is 666. That unless 666 is written, that it is not the mark, that you can write anything else. That as long as it is not 666, don't worry, you can take that one and let that one be used to prevent people from buying and selling. That is not what the Bible says. It is unfortunate that Christians of all people are so blind. For more, check out alfred.vip. Understand that we must do everything to fight against this, to stand against this. You know, we must take positions of authority, positions of power. Put your information out there. And by information, I mean put this word that you have heard out there. You know, I'm not saying put your details out there or put your details on the internet, you know, as in your private details. No, privacy is something that we must retrieve. Because data is currency, data is money, and that is why these corporations want our data. And this global nonsense where they are paying people in different countries for them to give up the people's data and to give them vax cards and all this is terrible. The nation that controls these big pharma companies controls the world, because you control the people of the world. For more, remember, Alfred.vip, God bless you.